at the end of stage three, which is the first run round Cold Cross. But we're just coming in to give you an update as to what's happening at the end of after stage two, because Chris, of course, was down there. He's now hot-tailing it into service to get reaction from some of the crews. But in the meantime, we'll, I suppose, let you know how things are panning out. Matt Edwards and David Moynihan and their Ford Fiesta have a 1.5 second advantage over the chasing pack. Fastest on both stages, and they lead the way from Keith Cronin and Mikey Galvin. So already a big push at the front by those two competitors, and then a further 11 seconds adrift as Cathal McCourt and Brian Hoy in the Ford Fiesta. The first stage in Mallin was dry. The second stage in Memoir Gap, well, it started to rain, and it's raining here as well, and it's got very blowy and blustery too, so it has it in the Cold Cross stage. So the rain has arrived in Inishowen, and it's expected to be here for the next number of hours, which is going to make things, of course, very, very tricky and interesting for the competitors. Outside of that top three, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, now fourth overall in the Irish debut of the Škoda Rally 2 RS Fabia, currently 13 seconds adrift off the leaders, Edwards. Another former winner, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, fifth overall in their Citroën, and they are 3.6 adrift off Devine. The rest of the top 10 is met up off the Polo with David Kelly in sixth, Marian Evans in the Toyota Yaris seventh. Declan Boyle has now moved ahead of his son Michael as they battle it out for eighth position with the Citroën off the father, currently 6 seconds ahead of the Polo of the Sun. And Aidan Ray and Niall Burns, will they wrap up the top 10? Outside of that, now leading the way in the modified section is actually Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan in their Escort. They're sitting 11th overall, and they lead the modified categories. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are 12th. James Ford is 13th. And then we've got Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, who've actually dropped 6 places. They obviously had bother in there in Memoir Gap, so they are just sitting in 14th position. And looking at the total times, they are around 5.5 seconds adrift off Gary McPhillips. So there's about 5.5 seconds separating 11th and 15th. Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy, third in the two-wheel drive category, and they currently sit in 16th position overall. And we're going to mention another man as well, Kyle McBride, who had a brilliant time in the first stage in Mallin Head, and he was leading the R4 category, of course, down on his home patch. So there you go, John. That's just a quick update as to how things stand as the crews now go to Special Stage 3, which gets underway in about 3 minutes' time. One man that won't be starting is Mark Alcorn. The Garton native, of course, was hoping to take honours in the modified section this weekend, but already his rally has come to an end. He's clipped a wall in the opening stages here in Inishowen, taking him out of contention in that event, and indeed out of the rally as well. While the likes of Desi Henry lost 3 minutes due to a puncture in Mallin Head, and Damien Turish also lost a bit of time earlier on as well. I will be back in our sports bulletin around about 20 past one with another update. We may have some times at that stage from stage three, but as they come to the first run in Cold Cross in the wet and Inishowen, it's Matt Edwards that's the man out in front as he leads by just 1.5 seconds from Keith Cronin.